everything that rocks.
Good morning. Yeah, man. It is 7:12 and 63. Let's take your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, have you ever had to call in sick because you were too hungover to get out of bed? God, Lord knows I have. Anyway, don't sweat it too much, as long as it's not a regular thing. Because a new study found non-drinkers actually call in sick more than people who drink every now and then. Researchers in Europe polled about 50,000 people to find out how much they drank and how many times they called in sick over the past 5 years or so. And they found that moderate drinkers use the least amount of sick days. Yeah, it's not clear why. Part of it might have to do with the fact that people with chronic illnesses are more likely to be non-drinkers, so they end up using more of the sick days in general. And just to be clear, we're not talking about we're only talking about moderate drinking, all right? The study found heavy drinkers miss a lot of work, too. Now, I might call a little bit of BS on the heavier drinking side, because here's a little info for you. Here's a little something. My last job in Missouri, we got 10 sick days a year. All right. I was there for 6 years. When I left there, I had 52 unused sick days. Now you do the math. I only used 8 sick days in 6 years, and I drank like a fish. Science, bro. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm a moderate drinker. Maybe I'm being too hard on myself. Maybe I'm just drinking in moderation and not a heavy drinker. That's why I never miss work, because I'm a healthy as a horse moderate drinker. That's a lie. I drink too much. Someone just paid a record-breaking $70 million for a 55-year-old Ferrari. $70 million. Making it the most expensive car ever sold. The car is a 300-horsepower, street-legal 1963 Ferrari 250 GTO, which supposedly hit a top speed of 174 miles per hour. Industry insiders say it's one of the top three or four GTOs in the world. This is really awesome. But at $70 million, are you even going to drive the thing? What's the point of having a super badass fast car that you're too scared to drive? If I dropped $70 million on a car, I probably would never drive it, but that just seems pointless. Or if I had the kind of change laying around where I could buy a $70 million car, I may just drive it and just be like, all right, whatever. Gets a couple dings, a couple chips in it, I'll just fix it up. You imagine being that guy. I don't care what I paid for it. I'm going to drive the hell out of this thing. That would probably be me. Just write another check. I'll get it fixed. That'd be awesome. Well, I hate to end on a sad note in the morning dump. You know this is a happy time. And I guess for me, it's very disheartening that I'm reading another story like this. And by now, you've probably heard about the death of Anthony Bourdain, who committed suicide in France early Friday morning. He was 61 years old. There's a few developments over the weekend. Anthony reportedly hung himself in a hotel bathroom using the belt from his bathrobe. The local police say there's no indication that anyone else had been in there that morning, and there's no signs of foul play. Toxicology tests will determine whether he had any drugs or alcohol in his system, but the results won't be back for several weeks at this point. Anthony's friend, Chef Eric Rippert, found his body in the hotel room. They had been filming an episode of Anthony's travel and food show, Parts Unknown, which is an amazing show, by the way. Anthony had been dating Italian actress Asia Argento for more than a year. Anthony's suicide came days after fashion designer Kate Spade killed herself, and the Mental Health Association says the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline has experienced a 25% increase in call volume compared to the previous week. This is super sad news, and I don't want to dwell on it. It's just we've seen so much recently. I mean, in the recent past with Chester Bennington, Chris Cornell. I mean, I'm sure I could drum up a few more. And now with Anthony and Kate Spade, I guess I'll just send it with taking your own life is not the answer. I know it seems dark. I know you may be going through some stuff, but taking your own life, that's a permanent fix to a temporary problem. And I know it's easy for me to say from where I'm at. Honestly, I've never had to deal with depression. I've never had to deal with suicidal thoughts. I can't put myself in that place. But just know that if you're hurting, there's people there that care. There's people there that will be there for you. And taking your life is not the answer. It may seem like a fix. It may seem like it's the only route, but it's not, I promise you. So for a guy like me, just know that you have people there that care about you, that will help you through this. Call the crisis hotline. Call a friend. Call me. All right? I'm here to talk. You know, call someone and talk. There are people there that care. I'm tired of reading these stories. It breaks my heart every time I have to read something like this and report about it, because I know there's things that can help. Okay? We have places here in our area, Southwest Michigan. So seek the help. I promise you, it's a much better solution. And if you feel weak for doing that, don't feel that way. So just know there's people that care, and we're here to help. That's what I got for you. That's your morning dump.